Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
If you got questions about ballots or how that all works, we hopefully have some answers for you. County Clerk up in Lake County, Robin O'Connor, joining us now. Robin, thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to be on your show.
Oh, well, I love when people are excited because I got a lot of questions. And I'm sure our listeners do, too. Obviously, you're Lake County, so you can't answer every single question someone might have. But we're going to do our best together. So the first question I have, has early voting been popular so far in Lake County? Do you have any numbers to back up the claims, the ideas that a lot of people are going to be voting early or sending in their mail-in ballots early?
Okay, well, early voting really just has begun with the county building. We will start our early voting sites in a couple weeks, but we were shocked, actually, and excited. Mm-hmm. On the first day of early voting at the county building, normally the first day we'll maybe get 40. And so within 3 days, we easily went over about 1,300.
Oh,
so we had at
wow.
least 350 voters a day. So definitely people are interested in early voting.
And the mail-in voting, which of course is separate, I imagine those mm-hmm. will trickle in slowly but surely. But a lot of people requesting ballots more than 2016?
Yes. Well, 2018, just to give you an idea, at 2018, we had 34,000 ballots were cast by vote by mail, and we on our first wave, what we call our first wave of vote by mail ballots that we sent out 126,000.
Oh wow!
So, yes, well, quite a difference. So we are expecting quite a return of vote by mail ballots.
You feel confident in everything about it?
Oh yes, I do. I really, truly do.
Have you seen any common mistakes, pitfalls, people making in return? I know that there's, in some states, there's the idea of naked ballots. You got to put them in both envelopes, not signing correctly. Is there anything people should really make sure they're careful about as they are filing their mail-in vote?
Well, we offer the option of vote-by-mail boxes, external and internal boxes. So we are offering people choices if they choose not to place them in the mail. We have directions that are within each mailing, and I would say read those directions. Make sure your envelope is sealed. Make sure you sign them. Make sure you, and in our case in Lake County, you do need to put a stamp. So follow the procedure that's outlined, and I believe there should be no problems.
I know that in North Carolina, they've been rejecting some ballots because they weren't signed properly, but mm-hmm. it's so early on that they are actually able to contact voters to give them a chance to come in and rectify that. Is there anything like that in Lake County?
Absolutely. So when vote by mail ballots come in, and what we do is we have three judges in the state of Illinois. You have three judges looking at each signature. And if your signature, people are always worried about if their signature matches. So here in Lake County, we have what you consider like a bank of your signatures. So we have like a history of signatures. So we can go back and look and see different signatures through time. And we look and train our judges to look for markers. So very often, yes, our signature changes drastically, but there are certain things within a signature that marks who that signature belongs to. And if there is an issue with a signature and three judges say, we don't feel this is a match, then we contact the voter, and our goal is for them to correct the issue. They have 2 weeks, pretty much 2 weeks after the election, to go ahead and correct it. But we really encourage people that if there is an issue with your vote-by-mail ballot, that you correct it as quickly as possible.
Another reason to send it in early.
Another reason to send it in early and get it done.
All right, correct. Let's go to Evan. Evan, you're on WGN. You've got a question.
Hi, yes. I requested my absentee ballot, which I know got mailed out now almost 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I still haven't received mine in the mail, so would it be possible to go to an early voting site and vote in person now without having my absentee ballot?
And Robin, before you answer, I just want to ask Evan, what county are you in?
This was for Lake County, sorry.
Oh, okay, this is Lake County. Yes. All right, Robin, go ahead.
Yeah, well, yes, we understand that Lake County, there are some zip codes that have been receiving their ballots later. We did receive news that there were a couple zip codes that had not received their ballots, and they called in and said that they are receiving them. So we believe that all of our ballots will be definitely received by the end of this week, if you're especially in that first batch of 126,000. But you can always go ahead and surrender your ballot, your vote-by-mail ballot. And that basically, the word surrender, we like to say to people, it's another word for the word exchange. So if you bring that in, you can exchange it. If you are not bringing it in, there are steps that need to be taken, but by all means, all of those steps will guarantee that your ballot will be cast.
And I imagine, so to Evan's point, though, let's say, so he should wait till the end of the week, be a little patient, Evan, I imagine. I know that's tough because it was so refreshing to get my ballot,
yeah.
And I know people want to do it, so wait till the end of the week. But you're saying surrendering, meaning that he would have to have that ballot and bring it in. If he doesn't get it, at what point should he start calling you?
No, he can just go in and vote, but there is a procedure for those. You'll have to sign an affidavit saying that you didn't receive it. So, in other words, if you haven't received it and you are anxious, go on in. There are many individuals who are doing that now who are coming in and saying, I've changed my mind, didn't receive it, but I'd like to vote today. And then we take care of them.
Evan, that sound good?
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, awesome.
That is awesome to connect people to the county and have the person that can actually answer that. Answer that.
I love that.
All right. So, but what you said, I believe in the faith of it all, but I know a lot of people are concerned. A lot of people, rightfully so, are, you know, that's different than what they normally do. And you start saying, oh, you fill out an affidavit, and then people are going to say, but wait, they still have that original ballot. Then what happens if that gets mailed after they vote? They send that one in too. Is that going to be counted twice?
No, it will not. Our systems are very sophisticated. So once our systems are very sophisticated. They know when we sent out an application. They know when we sent out a ballot. So you cannot, I'm going to say this several times, you cannot vote twice.
Okay.
You cannot vote twice. Our systems are sophisticated and record all of the actions that we do within our county.
Okay.
And if you misbehave, you know, that is a felony, so,
yes.
You know, and we will find you. So all I say is definitely vote once, and again, please trust our system. It's highly sophisticated.
It's one thing I've always wondered about the people who claim that everyone's going to try and fill out, too. I'm like, is it really worth risking a felony to get one extra vote? And I don't think it is for most people.
No,
I think we sometimes believe that there's this nefarious action going on. Not that there aren't irregularities and things that would be sorted out. But every time I hear a story about, you know, a couple ballots being found that need to be, I'm like, well, I'm glad it got reported and they're working on it. And that's, I guess, the system working.
No, we are working endlessly on our voters' behalf, on our citizens' behalf in our office. I cannot tell you what a dedicated staff is working here at Lake County. And I know throughout Illinois, I belong to it's a Clark County network, and we are constantly reaching out to each other. And all I can say is everyone is working very, very hard and making sure that everything is done correctly.
Last question, and this might be just Lake County specific that you have the answer for. This is what I've always wondered. I'm about to mail mine in. Is there going to be some receipt, some tracking thing that lets me know, yes, it got there, and yes, it got counted?
Yes. In Lake County, we have a ballot tracking system. If you go onto our website or you just enter it, it's simply lakevoterpower.info. Put in some information about yourself, and it will let you know that we received your application, that your ballot was sent out, and it will also give you information for you that's tailor-made just for you. So come to our website, navigate through it, and then let me also say one other thing. We here at Lake County have a phone number. It's 847-377-VOTE, V-O-T-E. We established this so that we can help anyone with any problems, concerns. We'll take you through our website. We're extremely friendly here. Call us. We welcome your questions.
Robin, I can tell that you're extremely friendly, and I appreciate you calling
I am.
Good luck this year, okay?
Thank you so much.